All right. Welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, the number one stock market show on Spotify and one of the most popular market updates on YouTube. Today is Monday, May 20th. The Dow closes above 40,000 for the first time ever. Stocks try to make new record highs. Fed speak and retail earnings this week. Is the meme rally over? And the Buffett effect sends CB higher, Chubb higher. Plus, we'll take a look at open trades that we have currently and a WTF trade that we closed today. As you can see, there's a lot to talk about, so let's go ahead and get started. Now, let me go ahead and share my screen here. And here we go. The S&P. Look at this. So on Friday, we pulled back just a little bit after making a new record close on Wednesday and then pushing to record highs intraday on Thursday. Actually, I think I said we closed slightly lower. That's not the case. On Friday, we closed higher by 0.1%. It was actually the NASDAQ that closed slightly lower on Friday, down 0.1%. So S&P higher on Friday, NASDAQ lower on Friday. And if you recall Friday's Coffee with Marcus and Mark, where Marcus was joining me, and he'll be back here tomorrow, by the way, we made a cookie bet. And I bet Marcus, I said that two of the three major indices will close higher on Friday. And let's take a look at the Dow, see what happened here. The Dow actually finishing higher by 0.3%. So I already rubbed it in a little bit this morning. Marcus owes me a cookie. On Friday, two out of three indices closing higher. And then today, it was a quiet start. And let me pop back over here to the S&P 500. If we go to a five-minute chart, we opened slightly flat for the trading session. And look at this. The S&P just kind of drifting higher. If we look at the Dow on a five-minute chart, Dow pulling back just a little bit for a couple of minutes and then moving higher. So the Dow's now up. The NASDAQ, very similar to the S&P, opening with a bit of a muted start, but then rallying. So right now, if we look at where we're at, look at this. The NASDAQ made a new intraday record high. The S&P not quite getting up to a new intraday high, but if we close at these levels here, we will have a new record close. Of course, there's a lot of trading left today. The Dow closing above 40,000 for the first time ever on Friday. And it looks like, at least for now, adding some, if we close at these levels, it would be a new record close for the Dow. So stocks really not having much of a barrier to the upside. And right now, the drift higher is real. Nothing that we can do about that, which, hey, that works for any open positions. I'm looking forward to a little more volatility. Here we see that the VIX right now up a little bit with it being Monday, but on Friday closing at 11.98 below 12. And we traded around 12 right back here in December, mid-December. But to actually have a close below 12 on the VIX, that takes us back to not 2019. I think 2018. Either way, it's been a while. It's been a while since the VIX closed at such a low level, up a little bit today, but not a whole lot of volatility in the market. Speaking of volatility, there was some news over the weekend that the president of Iran was killed in a helicopter crash. And you would think that that could cause a little volatility in crude oil with some uncertainty and potential geopolitical tensions heating up in the Middle East, but not the case. Actually, crude oil down right now, trading at $79.44 a barrel, and starting just a little bit higher and then pulling back. So not really a big deal, at least according to the markets and crude oil. That was interesting. I was watching this Sunday night wondering just if that would lead to some concerns, just because right now there isn't a whole lot of concern in the market. Otherwise, we wouldn't be at record highs, right? Yes, we're reacting to the inflation data and what the Fed might do, but right now, fear has left the building and crude oil down just a little bit, but everything else just moving higher here. Bitcoin right now up a little bit, up 1%. And we could see here just kind of trading near these highs that we had last week. We look at the yields. Yields are slightly higher too, which is interesting. Third day in a row higher for treasury yields. And usually that would be the opposite to what's going on in the overall market, but everything just drifting higher right now. If we look at gold, gold is also higher. Look at this, gold making a new intraday high. If we close at this level here, it would be a new record for gold. On Friday, we did have a record close there. Not an intraday high, but a record close. So everything is just up right now, except meme stocks. Let's take a look at GME here. Now, GameStop trying to capitalize on this rally and this fury that has come back into meme stock trading. And on Friday, they announced that they would be issuing more shares and 45 million common stock shares, actually. And here, hey, traders didn't like that news. Today, we are down another 5%. So GME down 5%. If we take a look at AMC, here we go. AMC also having a rough time after this huge rally and increase, but rather than being down 5% right now, AMC is up 5%, over 5%. So a little bit of a mixed day for these meme stocks. Again, this isn't the type of trading that Marcus and I like to do, but it sure makes for some fun watching. this is more of a lottery ticket, in my opinion, where you just, you know, hold my beer. Let's see how this works out. And whenever someone says, hold my beer, there might be some entertainment, but it doesn't necessarily end well. So AMC up a little bit, GME doing the exact opposite. But let's talk about a stock that actually is a quality company, and that is CB. And last week, with the 13F filing for Berkshire Hathaway, we saw that Warren Buffett and his Berkshire Hathaway has invested and picked up shares of Chubb Limited and Insure, and the announcement there or the filing that became public definitely got some interest here. A big gap higher, finishing up 4.7% on Thursday. The rally continued on Friday, up 3.6%. Looks like maybe a little profit taking today, down 2.3% here. But look at all of this volume. Big, big days for CB after that filing, and the public now knowing what that secret stock was, and it was CB that Berkshire decided to pick up. So down a little bit today, but still a nice week here. All right. So what else is going on in the markets? And let's come over here and let's look at the heat map. S&P 500, we see NVIDIA higher, up 2.3%. Microsoft higher, 1.3%, 1.1%. Apple up 0.9%. So the Magnificent Seven, Amazon up 0.25%. Tesla down 1.2%. Google up 1%. So there's some green in the bigger names. A little red distributed throughout the S&P 500. So it's not a green day for the S&P 500 as a whole. Looks like we're a little bit mixed, but seems to be a little bit with the rally. Those gains seem to be tied to some of the bigger names here, where other stocks seem to be a little bit mixed today. Home Depot down 1.2%, J&J down 1.5%, JP Morgan down 0.5%. So there is a little bit of mixed activity here, even though the index itself is making a new record high. Now, as far as, you know, what's going on this week, it's going to be an interesting week without a whole lot of data. Let's go ahead and let's look at the economic calendar. We see today all of these Fed members. So it's all about Fed speak, what Fed commentary from different members, some voting members, some non-voting members, and can they move the market? Well, the Fed chair is always going to be the most significant person to speak on behalf of the Fed. And so that's definitely something to watch. These Fed members, every now and then, they could say something that gets the markets moving. So they're a bit of a wild card, but typically just not in the spotlight like Powell would be. Here we see that on Tuesday, Treasury Secretary Yellen speaks overnight in Europe. And then Fed member Waller is labeled as an orange flag report, 6 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Eastern, a bunch of yellow flag reports with the other members, existing home sales on Wednesday. The FOMC meeting minutes, another wild card here, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern time on Wednesday. Now, most of what the Fed has said and decided and in their commentary and policy is already out there, right? Between the Fed statement and the press conference and all of these other members that are talking this week. So don't expect any real surprises, but it is labeled as a red flag report because you never know if there's that one key item in the minutes that has concerned investors. And so we'll see if there's any movement there. That's 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday. Then unemployment claims. This is going to be labeled as a red flag important report until inflation gets under control. But typically these weekly claims are less significant than other reports. You have some manufacturing and services PMI being released on Thursday. And then on Friday, a revised University of Michigan consumer sentiment report, durable goods, and another Fed member speaking. So all in all, it looks like a very busy week for the economic calendar, but really it's about the minutes on Wednesday. And if there's something a little bit surprising that comes out of the Fed commentary this week. Now, as far as the earnings calendar goes, let's take a look here. And the earnings calendar, we see we have some bigger names popping up here. So even though earnings season is really coming to an end, and you could see this just by the number of key stocks that are reporting this week and next, we are seeing some bigger retail names reporting earnings this week. So today, after the bell, Palo Alto Networks, Keysight Technology, Nordson. But I mean, really here, the bigger ones this week, Lowe's, AutoZone, TJX Companies, Target, and then the biggie of the week, NVIDIA. NVIDIA reporting earnings after the bell. This is going to be a big one. This could be another market mover just because we know how big NVIDIA is. And let's go ahead and let's take a look and see what NVIDIA has done recently. What have you done for me lately, NVIDIA? Well, out of the last 12 quarters, so the last 3 years, we see that they tend to beat. So 10 out of 12 quarters, they beat earnings, which to me isn't the big deal here. The bigger deal is how does the stock react? And we see that overnight, it tends to have a bigger reaction. Look at this. There was no change one out of the 12 releases. Out of the 11 times there was a move, 5 times it was down, 6 times it was up. But this is a pretty big difference, up 11.6% on average versus being down 2.5%. So it tends to move significantly more to the upside. And then here on the 7th day reaction, this is what I like to see. Like, you know, what's the general move that we would expect? And anything can happen. But at least here you have some data. We do see it's interesting. It doesn't happen all the time. It doesn't work all the time. But many times you'll find that the move is very similar to what has occurred in the past. Here we see that if there's a positive reaction, which has happened 8 out of 12 quarters, we see that the average is 15.5% to the upside. If there is a negative reaction, that would be down 8.9%. And right now, based on the options data that we have available, the options market is essentially pricing in a 9% move higher or lower or within that range here. So when we look at the expected move, it's all based on probabilities here and bell curve, right? Because we have one standard deviation between 1029 or 1030 if we round up and 856 if we round down. So the idea is that 68% of the time, based on this data, that on Friday, and since we're really factoring in this Wednesday earnings reaction, we only have two trading days after earnings. So we'll be using Friday's options prices, which is the way to do it and what makes sense here, that 68% of the time we'll stay within these two prices based on the current data, which means that 16% of the time we will be below this lower level 856 or above this upper level of 1030. So that just gives us an idea of what options traders are considering and what they're betting and exactly how much NVIDIA will move. So we'll have to see if we stay within these numbers and also if the past trend remains true. And that is historically, at least based on the last 12 quarters, we tend to be positive on that seventh day. And there tends to be some decent upside. We'll see if it continues. One thing for sure, NVIDIA earnings Wednesday after the bell, definitely something to pay attention to because it can be fireworks. Now, with that said, let's take a look at open WTF trades. And actually, we had no new signals popping up today. We did have an exit. So ConocoPhillips gave us an exit signal. So we got out of this one today. Both Marcus and I took this one, ended up being a loser, and we're out of the trade, moving on. That's how we trade the strategy, ready to look for new opportunities. We still have three open signals here. We are in Airbnb, which right now is just kind of chopping around here, not really making that move higher yet, but we'd love to see some pressure to fill this gap, move to the upside, get out of this one for a nice win. Disney also just kind of hanging out here after this signal, not really seeing a whole lot of direction, but hoping that we get a little push higher towards this gap. And then Fang actually working out great. We might have an exit tomorrow morning based on where we finished the day today. And here we see that after an entry at 195.36 on Friday, nice continuation up 1.6%. And then today, a little more upside, up 0.4%. So right now, trading about $3 above our entry. This one working out just like we would expect it to work out. So nice move here with Fang. Both Marcus and I took this one. Right now, no exit, and we will monitor this one. Now, moving on over, CSIQ. If we take a look at what's going on here after earnings, we had that one day reaction where it looked like it was going to soar. And then the day after earnings, a pullback, rallying back to those recent highs and pulling back again. So CSIQ getting back towards 15. Marcus and I are both interested in adding to this one. So we'll let you know how we do that and when. But right now, I could say that we are interested. And I mean, this is where with CSIQ, this has been discounted from the price that we entered CSIQ at. And CSIQ with higher rates is being punished for two reasons. From a business perspective, they have to finance some debt, and that's not good when you have higher rates. And then from a sales perspective, when you know that people buying a product that is typically financed when the interest rates are high, that doesn't make sales as easy as they might be when interest rates are low.
And that is definitely something to consider with this one. But if we look at this longer term, there is a lot of sales and interest with CSIQ around the globe. And it's something where we believe that there's an opportunity here. Will it pop in a week? Probably not. Will it pop in a month? Probably not. But as we get closer to a real discussion on rates being cut and then the action of rates being cut, we feel that that will pave the way to a move higher and we will be able to benefit from that. So by lowering our cost, by adding to this position, we will be able to get out sooner and potentially sell a call sooner. So that's what we're looking to do rather than just sitting on this one and waiting. We are willing to add to it and we will see if there's an opportunity to do so this week. At this point, we have not done that, but we will let you know. So with that said, you know that Marcus and I have a fierce dad joke battle going on. And Marcus has really beat me recently. And it happens. It happens. Okay. Here's the deal. I was just going to make a joke about Marcus's hair. This is between me and everybody other than Marcus because Marcus isn't here. And I just bombed that one big time. So I'm not going to make a joke about Marcus's hair, but I did receive a message in Mighty Networks from a trader, someone who owns PowerX Optimizer. And I want to give credit where credit is due because I'm going to use this one. I didn't have the time or didn't think about the hair joke until just now. And So Brian P. sent me this one and he said, what's the difference between government bonds and I'll say traders? He said men, but what's the difference between government bonds and traders? Bonds mature. So hopefully you get a little kick out of that one. Thank you, Brian, for sharing. And I'll have a good one to really battle Marcus tomorrow. But I hope that gave you a laugh. If you like this video, please give it a thumbs up. If you like what we do here, please subscribe to our channel if you haven't already. And we appreciate you for watching. We'll be back here tomorrow. Until then, happy trading, everybody.